I used to love my farm animals. They were made of lead, and there was horses and cows and all that sort of thing. I suppose these days, you know, lead, a bit of a horror story. But yes, they were amongst my favourite, and my bike. Love my pushy. The exhibition came about, like all good exhibitions do, with a couple of people sitting down thinking, oh, wouldn't it be great to have? And the subject of toys came up, and people started reminiscing about the toys they'd had in their childhood and how most of them were actually handmade or hand-me-down even. So we put the call out to the community and asked people to make a handmade toy. So that's how we've got the selection we've got today.
Where have you received some of these toys from? What sort of people in the community? Ordinary community members, artists?
Well, both, actually. Some are artists and some are just members of the community. But it is a mixture of general community craftspeople and artists, yeah. And it's always really nice to get the general community involved in an exhibition.
Why the subjects of toys, especially toys that people remember and reminisce about?
I think today, well, speaking for my generation, which is the more mature generation, to buy toys for grandchildren, they're all plastic and they're all the same pastel colours and there's thousands of them, you know, and you don't seem to get any individual item that actually stands out. You know, even the dolls are all the same. So I think that was the attraction, that we had very few toys, most of us. You didn't get a great heap of toys like most children have today. The ones you did have, you really looked after. So I think that's why they were quite precious, really. And I think the memories of your toys were precious as well.
Certainly got some impressive-looking toys in the room where we stand at the moment in the East Gippsland Art Gallery. What about this dollhouse here on the right? It seems quite intricate and small. It's not at all like a regular sort of child-sized dollhouse.
No, it's a storybook house by Jill Ellis, and there's a room for fairy stories, a room for history, I think was another one. And, so each little room has its own series. I suppose it's like a mini library. And like most children, you know, you can quite often get really lost in a book. Time and place just doesn't matter when you're right into that story. So that's the storybook house.
And to the left of that, we've got something that looks rather unusual. It's almost sort of an industrial-looking machine of some type. Can you describe what this is?
Yes, this is Daniel Jenkins' piece. And, yes, it's quite futuristic almost, in a funny sort of way. It spins. And it's got a beautiful... The beautiful patina on it, I think, just actually makes it. And Daniel has actually manufactured all those pieces. Like, they're not found cylinders. He has actually created them from flat steel. So he's made the ladder and all the wheels. So it really is an intricate little piece and quite beautiful, really.
And walking around further to our left here, we've got something that looks like you sort of, as you approach it, you really want to touch it to see what it does.
Well, it's called the Equestrian Rider, and it's a balancing toy, a horse and rider made out of wood. They're on a stand, and they're weighted with a long wire rod and a sinker. And the horse actually is like it's going over a jump, and it's balancing on its back legs, and at the same time it's moving up and down. And as the horse moves up and down, the rider's legs and arms and head move as well. So it's just like he's riding his horse. A bit like goldfish in a bowl, you can watch it.
This exhibition must be really interesting for kids. You can imagine them coming in here and wanting to play with everything. Yeah. But what do you think is fascinating for adults to look at some of these works of art or toys?
The conversation that it initiates, that has been even before we've set it up, that has been quite fascinating. Listening to people talk about their youth and what they had or what they didn't have or what their friends had. So, yes, it has really created conversation amongst people. And they don't have to be, it can be amongst strangers, you know. And that's great. I really enjoy that when an exhibition actually gets people talking. An interesting piece is this textile piece over here, which is actually made as a replica of the royal game of Ur, which was played about 3,000 years BC. So apparently there's one in the London Museum, and the lady, Jenny Flexeter, has actually made this as a replica. So, yeah, so it's an old game.
Yeah. I'm not sure that there'd be any residents of East Gippsland that would remember a time like that or playing that in their youth.
And I'm not sure about what they use for dice either. I can't quite work out how they work, but anyway, it's an interesting piece.
Learn to play a few new games here.
Yeah, games on a board rather than a screen.